All right. Welcome back to another segment of Awake the Iron. This time we're going to be doing maybe another one of those little shorts. And on this show, we talk a lot about the words and meaning of words. And although that is important, sometimes what's even more important or as important is how the words you use are arranged, or how your sentences are structured or your arguments are laid out. And we're going to be looking at this funny little book that has newspaper headlines that are, well, they don't convey the message I think the writer intended. And the book is called Squad Helps Dog Bite Victim. That's going to give you a little flavor of what's inside. So it says, and other flubs from the nation's press. So obviously the squad, like the ambulance squad, they're trying to say the squad helps dog bite victim, but it kind of reads like the squad helps the dog bite a victim. So anyway, this thing is loaded with a bunch of these. We'll just read through some of them. They're really funny. And I've read through this before, but I haven't looked through it. We're just going to go through it together and we'll pick some good ones. And so let's see what kind of good stuff is in here.
Grab bag.
Okay. Remember, words have meaning, but the way you lay them out sometimes is important too, right? So I read through it years ago, but I'm just kind of going to flip through. Here's one. It says, CIA reportedly sought to destroy domestic flies. I think that one isn't really how it's laid out. I think the word flies, I think it's a two letters are switched around. It should be files, right? CIA reportedly sought to destroy domestic files, but it says flies. So should have caught the typesetting on that, right? Here's one. Good evening, with an exclamation point. Thurman Munson killed. Some of them, I don't know. I don't know what they were meaning. Somebody thought something. Here you go. There's no punctuation in this one. It says, beating witness provides names. So, beating witness provides names. Here, see if the, there we go. Beating witness provides names. I think, I might be wrong, I think it means the person who witnessed someone being beaten provided the names of the people doing the beating. But it says beating witness provides names. Yeah, that'll usually provide some names, right? Beating the witness. Okay. Let's go to the next page. Here you go. Old miners enjoy benefits of black lung. What? You know, It does cite, you know, where these are from and the year and everything, but old miners enjoy benefits of black lung. Can't imagine what the benefits of having black lung would be. Maybe it means there was like a lawsuit. I don't know. I'm guessing it just has the headline. What's this one say? Let's see. Oh, here you go. War dims hopes for peace. You think? You don't say. No way. Self-abuse is the number one killer. Okay.
I
Okay, here's one. How could someone not catch this? How could someone not catch this? It says, milk drinkers turn to powder. Oh, gosh. It's actually early in the morning right now. I got up and I had some time and I was like, you know what? I've been thinking about this. And so I'm just waking up to some of these. And these are really funny. Fish and game. Okay, hold on. Fish and game to hold annual elections. Cool. That one's right. Okay. Yeah, you're gonna elect people to the fish and game board or whatever. But we're gonna elect I elect the trout and the bass to run things and do a better job. Dr. Tackett gives talk on moon. I think it's highly unlikely. Here you go. Youngstown police on duty getting smaller. They used to be about 6 feet tall. Now they're about 5 feet tall. Police on duty getting smaller. Lawmen, I don't even know how this one, what they're trying to say. Lawmen from Mexico barbecue guests. That's what it says. From San Benito News in Texas in 1975. Some of these are good. This book is 1980. So everything is 80 and before in the headlines. You know, I've seen a couple like in the actual newspapers that were pretty funny. Not many. I've seen a few. This is a compilation of, you know, a bunch of those. Here you go. It says obituaries, like the big heading, obituaries. And then under it, many persons died this week in and near Seattle. And that accounts for the large number of obituary appearings in this morning's Post-Intelligencer. You think? Yeah, that would probably make for a lot of obituary listings. The fact that many persons died. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for that. Kids' pajamas to be removed by Woolworth. Hey, Woolworth, you keep your hands off my kids' pajamas. Statistics on women. Some good and some bad. What? Come on, guys. Come on. Rugby team's coach set on fire. Wow. That's harsh. Here you go. Difference between day and night found on tour of Torrington schools. Amazing. I kind of thought the difference between day and night was self-evident, but apparently the register in Connecticut needs to tell us that. People should evacuate when gas odor present. That was not really a mix up, but you know, it's like, what do you think? You're like, Grandpa, you had too much egg salad. Lucky man sees pals die. What? Come on. Lucky man sees pals die. I don't know. Kind of playing it fast and loose with the word lucky there. Let's see. Here's a weather one. Sunny with a few cloudy periods today and Thursday, which will be followed by Friday. Wait, it says details on page 5. Oh, man, I can't wait to see how this thing turns out. Thursday is followed by Friday. I'll read it again. Sunny with a few cloudy periods today and Thursday, which will be followed by Friday. Thanks for telling us. Jumping bean prices affect poor. Right, so jumping bean prices affect poor. or jumping bean prices affect poor. You see how you did that? It says about Jim Feibig. For readers who have been wondering about the Jim Feibig column, he has stopped writing it. Okay. Thanks for the explanation. Wow. I can go to sleep now because I was wondering about Jim Feibig and why the column was had stopped. He stopped writing it. Oh, cool. Great. Oh, this is funny. Hey, this is funny, guys. Just because if you followed at all what we've been talking about and doing, you'll see. It says this is 1978. It says new vaccine may contain rabies. I think I'll pass on that one. Here's one. It says Chow, like someone's name, C-H-O-U, Chow remains cremated. Well, that's good to know. I wouldn't want someone cremated to become uncremated. That would be amazing, but frightening. Seven road deaths in Vermont. But good times abound everywhere. Because it depends on who died, I guess. I don't know. Here you go. Former man dies in California. This one says, I might need to show you this one. This one says sculpture of Gerald Ford family under a picture. Sculpture of Gerald Ford family. Are you sure? It just looks like a piece of metal. Oh, man. Man, these are funny. This thing is loaded, too. Chains popular as bridal gifts. The old ball and chain, that's how it's taken, but they meant something else? Let's see. Here you go. Here's one. Here, I'll show the picture. Let's see if we can just read it. It's small. Okay. The picture is like of a flooded area. It's really grainy and dark and kind of hard to see anyway. It says, two horses at far center of picture, not visible in photo, in parentheses, are stranded by high water of Carroll Creek, which closed Rosemont Avenue at US 15. So two horses, far center picture, not visible in the photo. Are we sure they're there? Like, maybe use a different picture? I don't know. What else we got? Legalized outhouses aired by legislature. Aired. Definitely aired the outhouse. Carcinogens cause cancer, says book. Wow. Thanks for the specifics. Good journalism. Jane Butcher, on the walk of her home in White Plains, is president of the United Way of Westchester. Only the second woman in the nation to hold a similar post. And she's literally holding a lamppost. Now that's funny. SCSC graduates, blind senior citizen. Wow, I'm interested to know how they did that. See how it's important how you say what you want to say and how it's arranged, right? Your words are arranged. The meaning of words is important. How they're arranged is also important. Food is basic to student diet. No way. Man, I'm glad we read this paper. Food is basic to student diet. Gosh, I'm glad for that. What else we got? It says Marion freed after 81-day ordeal. That was in the Ottawa Journal. And then in the Citizen paper, same day, it says 82-day ordeal over. Took a day longer, according to that paper. And then in Ottawa Today, which is a different paper, on the same exact day, after 83 days, Marion's safe. Is it 81, 82, or 83? Which one? We don't know. It depends on which paper. Gives you which truth. Here's one. With the exception of victimless crimes, which need not concern us here, every single crime committed in this nation of ours involves a victim. Man, I'm glad these people are here to tell us this stuff. Man. Louisiana governor defends his wife. Gift from Korean. Okay. Here you go. Here's a new weather announcement. Blue skies, unless it's cloudy. Seriously? You got paid for that? Time for football and meatball stew. No punctuation. Time for football and meatball stew. Man, this football meatball stew is chewy. It's tough. Let's see. FTC dogs used cars. I don't even know about that one. Child's stool, great for use in garden. Crisis held over at nuclear plant. Crisis held over at nuclear plant. I don't know, maybe it depends on how you read it. Area women were united in marriage Saturday. All of them together? This is funny. Lot of women distressing. Carter plans swell deficit. And then here's a quote. If I had to sum up newspaper's strength in one word, that word would be relevance. Good try. Relevance, maybe they were going for, I'm guessing. Or relevance. Words and their meanings. What does it mean? Relevance. Firebombing jury takes weekend off. Wow. Who were they firebombing? They got the weekend off, I guess, for doing that. Sneak attack by Soviet bloc not foreseen. Shocking. It was a sneak attack after all. Farmer Bill dies in house. Farmer Bill dies in house. Maybe that's what that was going for. DNR hunt survey to question dogs. I am on the edge of my seat to find out what these dogs have to say. These hunting dogs. The assembly passed and sent to the Senate a bill requiring dog owners in New York City to clean up after their pets on penalty of a $100 fine. The bill also applies to Buffalo. Make sure you clean up after your buffalo too. Daggone it. I don't want to be going for a walk and stepping in buffalo crap. That was funny. Bill would permit ads on eyeglasses. Ads on your eyeglasses? How could you see? Ads on eyeglasses. Ads on eyeglasses? How would you even say that different? So it doesn't sound like that. You'd have to rearrange the whole thing. Eyeglass ads. Let's work on that one. Bill would permit eyeglass ads. Maybe that would work better. 27 dental hygiene students to receive caps at MCC. Yeah. Cap, you know, back molars. Reverend Jones will be concentrated today. We can boil it down into his essence, I guess. What else we got? There's a little little St. Patrick's Day, like a little leprechaun, says, "Happy St. Patrick's Day." And then right under it, "Gunman kills self." Happy St. Patrick's Day. Gunman kills self. That's awesome. "Dead expected to rise." Seriously? The Walking Dead. "Dead expected to rise." That's what it says. Macon, Georgia, 1976. "The dead expect to rise." "Aging expert joins university faculty." I think anyone's aging, right? "Robber holds up Albert's hosiery." I just got it. "Robber holds up Albert's hosiery." Like Albert's hosiery being the store. So a robber like, "Hey, give me all your money," or whatever. Or "Robber holds up Albert's hosiery. Hey, look what I have, Albert's hosiery." Oh gosh, we could go on for, I could read these forever. "Ford, comma, Reagan, neck in." Let me do that again. "Ford, Reagan, neck in presidential primary." That's kind of odd. It's not the kind of behavior you'd expect in a presidential primary. Neck and neck in presidential primary. Maybe that's what they were going for. But what do I know? I'm just a guy, right? "He found God at end of his rope." God was at the end of his rope, right, the whole time. "Caribbean islands drift to left." Oh, better watch it. "New housing for elderly, not yet dead." New housing for elderly, not yet dead. Punctuation and stuff is pretty important, isn't it? We could go on and on, guys. We'll keep it short. "Juvenile court to try shooting defendant." No, don't try to shoot the defendant. "New church panned." New church panned. New church planned, maybe? Typo? Oh my gosh, I got to show you this. Okay, first I'm going to show you the picture. You'll be able to read it. Let's get it focused in here. Two guys staring at each other. One guy has an eye patch and it says "seeing eye to eye" underneath. That could have been planned. That could have been planned. Like, hey, this will be funny. Police. Here we go. "Police can't stop gambling." Those darn police, always gambling. "Deer kill." Deer kill 130,000. Deer kill 130,000. They're getting their revenge for all those deer that get hit. So the deer kill 130,000. That was in Minneapolis. So don't go up there. The deer are wicked bad. "Shut-ins can grow indoors with lights." Wow. So if I'm just shut inside, I can grow with indoor lights. Okay. Well, anyway, man, we're about halfway through. Those are funny. You know, it's fun to have something like that around. And if you're just like kind of stressed out, or you're just like, I just need something else, but I don't want to look at screens and stuff all the time. You know, it's good to have something like that. Just read through, we have some more fun stuff planned, maybe like that. But I just want to leave you with this thought. The only truth in a newspaper is in the advertisements. The only truth in the newspaper is found in the advertisements. You might have been onto something even back then, huh? All right. Well, anyway, that was, I hope you enjoyed that. I did. That was fun. So remember, meanings of words are important, but how those words are arranged and the intent behind what's being conveyed is important. Okay. So until next time, we'll see ya.
Grab.